Zedon, thinking out loud in color.
Does he know this is just audio?
February 16th, 2005. I'm Tim Shadle. Hi, welcome to Zedon. Today we're going to be following up on the discussion we started yesterday on peer reviews. And our focus today is really going to be on the team review. We kind of did an overview yesterday of a lot of the different kinds of peer reviews, from ad hoc all the way through formal inspections. But today I wanted to focus in on the team review, how I've used it at work, and the kinds of the benefits that I've seen, and also do a little bit to introduce the Jupyter Eclipse plugin that I think also helps add to the effectiveness of our reviews. So let's go back and just kind of do a recap of the different kinds of the spectrum of peer reviews, if you've missed the other day's show. So we went ahead and we talked the ad hoc review, and somebody just takes a look at your code. We talked about desk checks, where you email somebody your code, or you know, have them look over a diff or something like that. And that's a little bit more formal. You actually ask somebody to take a look at it rather than, hey, I've got this one problem. Then you've got pair programming, where you've got two people at the keyboard at all times. You've got code demos, which sometimes called dog and pony shows, that really you're demoing your code for a business user, more of a functionality demo. You've got walkthroughs, where you have a meeting and everybody comes in cold and you kind of do a quick run through of the important parts of your code. Then you have team reviews, which is what we're going to be talking more about today, which are planned, and there's specific code that's sent out ahead of time and people are supposed to review it. You have the meeting and then you do a little follow-up. And then you have inspections, which have a really strong cultural that goes along with it, and they are very effective at removing defects. They require a lot more planning, specific roles, and there's all sorts of software process improvement things that can go along with them. So we're going to be focusing today on team reviews, which provide a little bit a different approach. It's if you look at the scale, it's definitely towards the more formal of all the approaches, but it's not as formal as the inspections. And so if you're in a software development shop where you've got, you know, anywhere from 3, 5, 10 programmers, and you're not doing any kinds of review right now, I think this is a really good place that you can begin structured peer reviews and really get a lot of bang out of it. What we've found is, okay, let me go back and kind of cover some of the attributes of team reviews. Again, yesterday we mentioned, or the other day we mentioned Carl Weiger's When Two Eyes Aren't Enough paper. And that's linked up in the show notes, so you can follow the link to that to processimpact.com, where Carl Weiger's has got a lot of his papers. And we talked about Steve McConnell's Code Complete version 2 as well, chapter 21. That talks about peer reviews. But if we go back and look at team reviews, which are only covered by Weiger's and not McConnell, we can see he talks about some of the attributes. You know, the team reviews are planned ahead of time, so it's a scheduled thing where you've told people what's going to happen, and there's some structure to it, but it's definitely a lot more informal. The people who are involved are expected to review the material ahead of time and be able to provide comments and look for defects in the code before you get there. You actually then hold the meeting, and after the meeting, there's usually some basic follow-up where you know the author is going to do some work to fix the defects, and during the meeting really is where you work out, you know, okay, let's take a look at who's listed which defects. Is this really a defect? Is it something that we need to address? Is it something we can put off or should put off? Or, you know, it's just a style difference in how the reviewer likes to code versus how the author is coding. Another thing is team reviews tend to you collect data about how many defects were found in the review and so forth. And a lot of times during the meeting, the author is actually leading the discussion. this is really in contrast to inspections where the author's not allowed to lead the discussion. There's a whole moderator role and a code reader role and some other things like that. So the basic ideas behind the team reviews, in my mind, really hits a sweet spot with development, because it lets you get people together on, you know, for an hour, 45 minutes, half hour, whatever you need to, in an actual sit-down meeting. But it also helps you maximize your time there, because you say, hey, spend somewhere between 15 minutes and an hour or something like that looking over the code before you show up. And in some places that I've been in, and other people I've read stuff out on the internet, people have said, you know, don't spend any more than an hour reviewing the code ahead of time, you know, because, you know, really you could really dive into it. But if you keep it limited to an hour, then really the amount of time you're taking is limited to 1 hour per person doing the prep time and an hour of the team all getting together to discuss the code. And so really you've taken 2 hours of everybody's time over the course of maybe 3-4 days to look at something that could be important. And, you know, you really are also going to be conscientious of the number of people you invite to the code review. You're not going to want to have 20 people there. You're just not going to get anything done. So, you know, I mean, the way we've done it is typically 3 to 5 people besides the author. I mean, you get more than 5 and there's way too many people in the room giving opinions, and you get less than 2 and obviously you're not getting the feedback that you need. So the ways that we've made it work so far is basically keep the time investment small. You know, keep it to the hour prep time, the hour meeting time. And in terms of all the mechanics of actually getting the review, you know, set up and working, also you got to keep it small there too. It's basic stuff you'd have to do to interact with people anyway. You know, send out an email saying, hey, let's do a code review. It's going to be at this time, this place. At the place where I'm currently working, we have, you know, our email system has also got appointments that we can schedule. And so really we use that a bunch. So we schedule time schedule a meeting on the system and send out the email. That's about it. So the email has got links, just a 2-sentence description of what we're going to be looking over and what the author's got questions about, and then some links at the bottom to the source code that where we're going to be looking at, and some of the tools that we use for the reviews, the Jupyter plugin manual that we'll be talking about here in a minute, as well as the code review standards. And that's something that has been pretty good for us. We've talked through some of the standards. Once upon a time, we went ahead and took a look at the some standards of people that have been on the internet. I'll link to at least one of them in the show notes. And, you know, really liked the format. So we modified it to meet our needs, and we did it once, and we've got it on an internal web server, and the link goes out in the email. So if anybody's got any questions about how what the standards are of how we go through and do the review, it's right there. And it's just a simple, it's less than a page, and it's just a straightforward document of, okay, send out the appointment, have them review the code, have the meeting, and do some follow-up to make sure that the code gets done, that the changes get made. And so it keeps the time investment simple and small. The other thing I think really is keep the busy work simple. I mean, if you're going to have 12 forms that have to be signed and turned in, it's just never going to work, especially if you're on a small team. If you're actually going to be collecting any information on defects, then use a tool and use it right. So the Jupyter plugin that we're talking about, that I'm going to get to a little bit later, it has a good support for this kind of thing. It's a plugin for Eclipse, so you're in looking at the source code anyway, and it's real simple to just quickly add an issue that you've noticed and have it saved with a particular review, And just go right on to the next thing. You might choose to use, a bug tracking system, or there's even some tools mentioned in IEEE software, which I can give a few links to. And I can give a few links to those in the show notes as well. But if you keep it simple and keep it, I think, in my opinion, keep it electronic instead of paper, you're actually going to get stuff done. As long as the electronic is just a really basic, simple interface. If you have it on paper, no one's ever going to take the time to type it in and do any kind of analysis for how long or how many defects or whatever. If you have it electronically, chances are somebody else is going to already have the tool that can crunch those numbers. So that's my advice there, is definitely keep it simple. Okay, so let me touch on the ways that the Jupyter plugin really facilitates these team reviews real well. I think first of all, it's in Eclipse, so if you're doing your editing in Eclipse already, it just plugs right in, and it's just a view. Well, it's got a perspective as well, but it sits right there next to your code, and you can just right-click on any piece of code or selection of code and say, okay, I need to add an issue about this place. It remembers where you've linked, and it lets you jump to it in the review. We'll probably go into detail more about what you can do and the mechanics of how you go through it tomorrow. But today I kind of want to just highlight some of the things that support team reviews, because that's the focus of today's discussion. So it's got Jupyter's got individual, it's got what they call phases that support, they call them individual, team, and rework phases. And really that supports the three major areas of work done around the review in a team review. Is you're going to have the prep time, you're going to have the meeting time, and you're going to have the follow-up time. And it goes back to the idea of keeping the tool simple and keeping the collection of information simple. Nothing on paper. It's all straight into the tool, and we'll talk about how that gets stored and where it is. But it goes right with your source code, and so it's just straightforward and simple. You've already got the setup to do it. All you need to do now is just type in a little comment about the particular piece of code, and you're off to the races. And when you get into the meeting, Jupyter makes it real easy to merge everybody's lists into one list that you can just run through really quickly in the meeting, and keep your meeting short, sweet, to the point, and get done with it. It also makes it all easy for the author afterwards to go through and make sure that they make the corrections needed that got brought up in the review, and then you're done. So you've had the planning phase, you've had the actual meeting, and the defects got taken care of. And it's easy to say, okay, well, defects, that makes me think of, I need a bug tracking tool, defect tracking tool. You can look at it a couple ways. In a lot of respects, the defect tracking tool is good for keeping long-term information or stuff that comes out after a certain point in your development cycle. Maybe that's the release to test, your first alpha, or whatever. It may or may not make sense to put your review issues there. Most of everything I have read from Steve McConnell in his discussions in both his Orange Book, the Software Project Survival Guide, and in his Code Complete, seem to suggest using the defect tracking tool a little bit later on in the process, and not necessarily capturing requirements defects or early code review defects in the defect tracking tool, but really whatever floats your boat, whatever suits you. The Jupyter tool, in my mind, keeps it simple, keeps the time investment small, and makes it easy to follow standard procedures, because the interface is really the standard set of forms that you'll need. So with those three ideas, I think you really have a good chance at making reviews work for you and be something that's a benefit to your team, and it helps improve your code. So if you have a chance, go ahead and download the Jupyter plugin. You'll have a link to it from the show notes, and send me an email at or an MP3, letting me know what your experience has been with Jupiter. So anyway, if you've got something to say, go ahead and leave a comment on the weblog at timshadle.com, or send me an email at z.feedback@gmail.com. That's z.feedback@gmail.com. See ya.